Skagway's new borough manager began work this week, and a fatal collision on the Alaska Highway killed a 21-year-old Washington woman. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Skagway's brand new borough manager, Brad Ryan, began work this week. He's Haines's former public facilities director, and he spoke with KHNS about the transition and Skagway's upcoming borough assembly meeting. First week on the job, how's the transition going?
It's going good. I guess it's easy to say that right now. We'll see as the issues come up, but yeah, it seems to be going pretty good.
How's the onboarding working? There's so many things that a manager has to do, so I'm kind of curious how...
Well, right now, Michelle Gill is providing me a list of items that she's working on and I'm working on. I've also met with the Department of Public Works director. And then, of course, Emily Deitch has provided me a bunch of information and continues to keep me in the loop and hopefully be giving me the items I need to jump on. I'll also meet with the mayor today, later today, and the fire chief at 11. So hopefully I'll have a department head meeting early next week and get all of their take on it. But really right now it's just reading documents, looking at the major project planned, and also anything else that I have around here. The police chief has sat down and chatted with me about his issues, or at least some of them. And so I see this as just a week of meeting with folks and getting the feel of where they're headed. And then obviously there'll be a finance committee meeting on Thursday and an assembly meeting. So that'll help set the tone as well.
What are the big items on your plate this week?
Well, for the the assembly agenda, there's some parking resolutions they're talking about. I'm not sure how much controversy or if it's going to be pretty easy to handle, but there's that.
Another item on the agenda is the RV park. Have you been doing any work on that?
The RV park has been a lot of discussion about where to put it and if it should move. They've talked about a couple of areas, one of which is DOT land that we'd have to get an MOU with or lease, but it sounds like maybe that's going by the wayside. And then there's more discussion of maybe taking it out to a piece of property that the municipality purchased out the road, but there's no water and sewer out there. So that was a pretty good point of discussion yesterday with the Public Works Director about what it would take to get utilities out there, primarily water and sewer. That's a big project, and so how to fund that still needs to be decided, and when to move forward with that will have to be an assembly decision.
Yeah, does that look like something that might be an inevitability is getting those services out across?
I think it probably is an inevitability. It's just when and how to finance it.
Is that something that you feel like there's community pressure to do sooner rather than later, considering the kind of crunch for space downtown?
I guess I would say I don't know if there's community pressure. There certainly is a push from at least some of the assembly members to make that happen quickly. I haven't had any community outreach on it yet. Hopefully I'll hear something about that on Thursday. But I don't know if there's a community push for those utilities or not yet. And then really just getting my feet under myself for the rest of this week. I'm starting to meet with people about the Skagway Harbor, of course. It's always a big issue in town. Pretty much just getting my feet under me this week.
That was Skagway Borough Manager Brad Ryan. The Skagway Borough Assembly will meet Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. A woman was killed and a man seriously injured Tuesday in a single pickup truck rollover near Haines Junction on the Canadian side of the border. Royal Canadian Mounted Police didn't name the pair of 21-year-olds. The deceased woman was from Washington State. The injured man is from Delta Junction. RCMP Corporal Jeff Peters was at the scene a little after 11:30 a.m. Tuesday when the Alaska Highway crash was reported.
We located two occupants of a Nissan Titan pickup truck. The truck had left the road, left side of the road, so it was traveling west towards Alaska, left the road, and the two occupants of the vehicle were ejected from the vehicle.
Medics transported the pair to Whitehorse General Hospital. The woman reportedly died en route. The Delta Junction man was medevaced to a Vancouver hospital. RCMP didn't have an update on the man's condition. Haines Junction's RCMP post is investigating. Peter says that drugs and alcohol did not appear to be involved. The weather on Tuesday was clear and traffic was light. Peters added, it's the first fatal crash near Haines Junction in more than a year. Summertime is winding down, and the Jilkat Kwan Heritage Center in Klukwan will end its third season this week.
It's been a pretty good season so far.
Tour guide Carly Spud says the Heritage Center reached an important landmark this year. The 1,000th walk-in visitor of the year passed through the doors last week.
We had to write down people's names that came in when it got close to the 1,000 marker, and we were pretty excited. And we can announce now that William Bell from Haines was the 1,000th admission to the exhibit hall, and so he will be receiving a JKHC goodie bag.
And that's just walk-in visitors. Spud says a couple thousand cruise ship visitors also come by each year. The exhibit welcomed a new addition this season. At-U from the Frog House returned to Klukwan from Juneau's State Museum.
We now have three functioning clan houses. Functioning, that means that the clan has priority to use the area. If there's ever a tour going on, they'll have it secluded off so that for the privacy of the clan, if there's ever a meeting or a ceremony that needs to take place.
It's a compromise between preservation and use. The center will close its doors to the public this Friday, September 6th, but groups can schedule appointments for a tour year-round at jilkatkwanheritagecenter.org. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.